unsweetened tea?
Yeah, no sugar, just lemon.
Ooh.
I gotta get rid of the sugar, man.
I couldn't drink that.
You don't like unsweetened tea?
It's not bad. It's got a little kick to it. Makes it better, a little better than water, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
But it's more about the caffeine. Because I tried... Hold on. I've tried multiple times to quit pop throughout my life. And one of the reasons I couldn't do it is because I never really considered the fact that I was quitting two things, not one.
Right.
Caffeine and sugar. I just thought about the sugar, yeah. I just never... Or the caffeine. It was usually the caffeine. Yeah. Caffeine was the first thing in my head. Like, oh, because, you know, caffeine, you go a day, you get the headaches. So that was one of the biggest things. And then realizing that it's, you know, you're two drugs at one time is almost impossible for most people.
Yeah, like coffee.
Mm-hmm. I drink about 3 cups of coffee a week.
Okay.
Coffee tastes... Hold on a second. I like an espresso.
Okay.
Like a super shot, good espresso. Oh, that's
coffee.
Something like that. Like, I don't mind a little shot of
espresso. I like espresso, too.
Espresso and coffee are the same thing.
It's more strong.
I understand that. Yeah. Espresso is more of a fine... It's a
stronger.
No, it's a grind.
Yeah, but it's stronger.
Right, because you just...
Less water's ran through it.
Yeah, less water. You compact it. But it's not... I don't have an espresso machine, and a cup of coffee doesn't really do me any good.
And if I drink an espresso, I'd be geeked up for a couple of hours.
Well, yeah. Not me, because I used to drink... Man, we used to drink fucking 12-packs. Like, when I was 18, 19, 20 years old... Ooh, that was cool. We used to drink 12-packs of Mountain Dew like they were fucking...
See, I got off pop about 20 years ago. I stopped drinking. I used to drink pop every day, all day long. Faygo.
52, you quit?
Huh?
So at 52, you quit drinking pop.
Mm-hmm. And that. Since then, I think I might have had maybe 2 or 3 pops.
Oh, I've had some.
Every once in a while, I need a Coke in a glass bottle.
I like juice that doesn't have that high fructose bullshit in it. So I'm getting ready to get me a juicer.
Hey, grab that drink right there. I've got an extra one you want.
And I was, sure. You got an extra one.
Yeah, it's done it. Because she got one from her aunt that's really good. So I've been using this.
Yeah, I like, yeah, that's good shit right there.
Well, it's not.
What do you mean it's not?
It's
better. Oh, you mean it's got
it's
sugar
better.
In it? Yeah, it's better.
But it's got sucralose.
Sucralose.
Which is a fake sugar. So I don't know how much. There's obviously none. It's at near the bottom of the list, so it's not like a lot of it in there.
Yeah,
but
it's near the bottom. It usually
and it's not really sweet. I think it's one of the reasons I don't like the other ones that they make, because they make like 20 different kinds, but all of them have that fake, gross, sweet taste to them that I can't take. This one doesn't. It just got the bland
peach. Now is that fruit and vegetable or just vegetable? That's fruit and vegetable, that's right?
The main ingredient is water, obviously, but second ingredient is vegetable juice. Water and concentrated juices of sweet potatoes, carrots, and yellow carrots. Mm-hmm. Then fruit juice, which is a juice of apples, oranges, and peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Some mango puree, natural flavoring, citric acid, green tea extract. And then vitamin C, sucralose, a vitamin B additive, a vitamin B6, a vitamin B1, a vitamin B2.
See, they don't need to put all that in there.
Yeah,
all that additional.
Well, they have to.
Because
to replace the shit.
For a
well, they have to replace the stuff that they pressed
took out.
Took out with the process of concentrating it. That's the problem. You're right. A fruit juicer, because that's like... I did that. I think that's what really... No. I don't want to say it kickstarted it, but I went like 3 months, 2 or 3 months in 2014 or 15. It was 2015. I watched that juice. There's a juice documentary on.
I saw it.
On
I think Netflix I saw
or whatever,
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where the guy just basically drinks juice for 30 days, and I did it, and it was awesome. You literally just get up in the morning, blend yourself fucking juice. And drink that, like, and I was drinking a lot too, 2 or 3 cups.
Did you do something new with your tattoo?
No.
Oh, okay. I just never saw it from that side, I guess.
The problem that I have with drinking juice, and I love juice, but I've got to drink it in real small portions, like 8 to 10 ounces.
Why?
Because it'll turn my stomach.
The acidity. How much juice are you putting in there, though? How much fruit juice compared to vegetable juice?
What's that?
That's the thing. I try to use at least half to three quarters vegetable juice compared to fruit juice.
Okay, see.
So if I use two apples and a grapefruit, I'll put like broccoli, celery, carrots, beets.
I don't make a complex juice unless it's like a smoothie.
I make my complex juices. Okay. Like that's the way to do it. Because then you're not, the smoothies are all right, but you're getting too much of the pulp. And too much of the sugar because you're adding fucking yogurt.
I add banana as the emulsifier instead of yogurt.
That's fine. I guess it's all right.
Just ice and water.
Mm-hmm. But I just like the, it's just, I don't like that grind. You know what I'm saying? The pulp.
No, I like with orange juice, I prefer my orange juice with pulp.
Yes, orange juice I do with pulp, but that's just orange juice. Mm-hmm. When it comes to these other juices where it's mostly beet, broccoli, carrot, and kale, you know what I'm saying? I don't want that kale, I don't want that stuff in there. I want just the juice.
Right.
Add a little bit of apple, a grapefruit, or an orange, depending on which one I
grab. I love beets.
Dude, the beets add a great flavor. They steam shit out of everything, but
beets, yeah, they will.
Do you go fresh or canned?
Fresh. Juicing, you gotta go fresh. Everything's gotta be fresh when you juice.
Yeah.
You can't.
It's best.
Yeah, you can't. I've got jarred beets in there. Her mom gave me a bunch of jarred, like a fucking big thing of jarred beets.
So when they're jarred, beets, like that. Are they pickled?
No, these ones aren't pickled. Okay. They're just preserved.
Back in the day,
pickled beets are good.
When my family didn't have a lot of money, my dad hadn't got big in the construction business yet. We used to go out to these pick places where you pick your own apples or strawberries or whatever, and we'd bring them back, and my mother would spend like 2 or 3 days, and she'd can all that shit. Oh my God.
I believe it.
And then in the middle of winter, she'd bust that shit out. She made jelly, jam. She made everything, man. Beets. Yeah. That shit would be so fucking good.
Yep. We're gonna, like, if I ever move out of this place.
You will.
The goal is to find a place that I can grow my own stuff, whether it's inside or outside, and learn how to can it and pickle certain things that I want canned or pickled.
I was over on the north end of Detroit, and I was driving along. There's a lot of vacant, you know, streets where they tore the houses down.
Yep.
And I turned the corner, and there was a whole bunch of groves. They made those Quonset hut type things.
Yep.
It was about 12 of them, man, and they just growing food like crazy over there.
Like there's crazy. A couple places in I've seen where they've had gardens. Like there's one in Hazel Park. If you go down Davy to the end where it ends, and it, you know how it jogs over, and take it down, you go about halfway down, you'll see one on that side. And then if you go down Meyer, you know Meyer is like 8.5 or something like that. You go down Meyer and you'll see one on the right side where they took a whole lot.
Oh, okay.
An empty lot, and they've got it like.
And see, set that's up. Great if you got the.
But they grow that.
Oh, it's by that church. Across the street from the church down there on that fucking main road. On, not Davy, but the one that goes to 8 Mile.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, right.
Because you're driving, it's a stop sign, church, stop sign. It's dumb as fuck, yeah. Well, that's where it's at. And it's fenced in, too. That one's fenced in.
Now, is that an all year?
Those reflective.
Is that an all year?
It's not a fucking.
The ones that's on the east side are all year.
Yeah, these aren't greenhouses.
They got those things that blow it up like, heat it.
Mm-hmm. Greenhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're just made out of plastic.
Yeah, that's all greenhouses. It's technically just plastic sheeting.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those.
As long as you put a heater in there, they showed you can keep enough heat in there.
I was looking online. And
especially if you got a raised bed.
They showed how to build them. It's a kit you can order, and they bring it out, and you put them up and build it yourself.
Mm-hmm. How's this?
How's what?
What we're smoking.
It's fine.
Oh, that's it?
Tastes good.
Oh, okay.
hear me cough? Can you hear me coughing? It's real mild.
It still needs a little time to cure.
Everything does.
But it's never going to get it.
That's what I was trying to tell Lou.
I really like
you that. Know, you guys don't give shit a chance to cure. You should need to double your grow, and half of it goes in jars.
Can't. They put the limit on it for a reason.
Yeah, I know.
What? You don't think if I could, I'd be growing 4 plants per light instead of fucking 1?
I got you.
In a heartbeat. The amount of plants is not the issue. Trust me, I could handle 1,000 plants in one area.
But wait a minute. You don't have to do that.
What?
Make the plants big. They didn't say anything about the size of a plant.
Right. Making them bigger is the hard part, because that's where you get... Okay. Like, Subcool, the guy that I got the Astro Stamps off of.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Speaking of that, I'm going to roll one of those up in a second as soon as I get this thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got one.
Fuck. I can't wait.
You can.
That blood orange?
Oh, my God. We smoked the one down there that's real bad, the one that's not as far along.
Yeah.
Only half, I could only fill half a joint, right? So I got half of it was blood orange and half of it was the 18.
Oh.
That first half tasted like fucking, you know what a sex toy smells like, right?
Yeah, the latex.
Yes, it tasted like that in your fucking mouth.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Dude, it's unique and it's a fucking,
it's like chalky, but
you're sweet. Gonna hate it or you're gonna love it.
He says, no, in middle of the road.
It's not gonna be in between. You're either gonna hate the motherfucker or you're gonna love it. It's gonna be one of the two. It's not gonna be, oh, I can handle this. It's gonna be, oh my God, this, you smoking this, it's like Lou and Butters. He didn't want it. That's one of the reasons I don't have it.
Yeah.
Because his people fucking hated it.
Yeah.
Two sativa.
See, I came in on the end of that. You didn't have very much left when I tried it.
Fuck no.
I didn't like it, though, but you said it was more than one.
There was two acids.
Yeah, right.
There was, the first acid I called the OG acid was more of a, it was a lighter flavor. It was lemon, it was linalool, and limonene, with no real sugar, so no pine. So it was just like that real light, fresh lemon-lime flavor. Where the other one was more of a grapefruit, like a real pungent New York City diesel grapefruit, where it has that skunky slash, it's not skunk, it's more sour.
Sour fruity, yeah.
Sour grapefruit, orangey smell, and that's what it was. And by then time you saw it, I mean, I'd already given up on it, because...
Yeah.
Is this boo?
Tom's the one that made me keep it. And
that is that what? It.
No, Blueberry? This is 18.
This is 18, okay.
I ain't talking to him. My guy that normally took everything I had at that time went through there was like 6 months, 7 months, I didn't see him. So I had to phase in the OGs.
Yeah.
Which I like better anyway. I miss OG acid just because it was a good yielder. And
so, OG acid?
I called it OG acid.
Oh, okay.
Because again, it's seeds.
Yeah.
I popped this OG acid, the original acid was this is before I knew OG meant ocean grown.
Okay.
I had no idea. I thought, again.
See, that's what the white guys call it. What? Black guys don't call it that. They call it original gangster.
I know I understand that, but the growers, call it white or not, the growers themselves, the ones that grew it, are the ones that called it ocean grown.
Oh, okay.
Because it came from Cali.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's more, and the Cali OG Kush is different than any other OG Kush.
See, I think we got two schools there.
We got two different tastes. You got more than two tastes of OG Kush.
The guys in Watts that grew, they call it original gangster.
Yes.
And the guys that the surf guys called it,
Ocean Grown.
And the reason why is the original people that grew it were the Ocean Grown people.
But
it got out into the market and no one had any idea it was Ocean Grown. Everyone had just assumed OG meant original gangster.
Does that make anything different though? Truly? Because
Ocean Grown to original gangster? Yes.
That's where the original seed came from.
Well,
we're talking about
it's cuts too. Because again, the OG Kush that we're talking about got spread out throughout the planet, and as it got spread out, it changed.
Yeah, of course it did.
Different variations of it started popping up. Like, Tom thinks of Kush as a earthy flavor. That's what he always, when he talks about it, that's what he talks about it as. So, when I think of OG Kush, I think of Deadhead. I think of piney, lemony, gassy, California OG. But if you want OG from the, you know, everywhere else, from the Kush, from Afghanistan, Kushes from Afghanistan are going to be more...
Well, see, that's the... That's why I think it might be two different kinds.
Because, there is. There's more.
Yeah, because the original gangster is from Afghanistan.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, but my point is that the original OG Kush from that everyone knows of, the Chem Dog crossed with the Durban Poison, which they say is Durban Poison and whatever it was.
Yeah, but when was that?
That was fucking 25 years ago.
Yeah, so that was in the 90s.
No, it was in the 2000s.
Okay, but...
That's my point, because 91 Chem is the mother of OG Kush. 91 Chem.
Okay.
So it has to be after 91.
So how do we know that's the mother of...
Because that's...
When, see, because the guy that got it, the guy that originally started it, he didn't know what the name of it was.
The guy that started the OG Kush we're talking about actually has... is
the Chem Dog.
No, it wasn't
Chem Dog. That's what I'm talking about.
Chem Dog didn't start OG Kush. Chem Dog started Chem Dog. So... You know the story of 91 Chem.
No, what I'm saying is, a lot of people say that Chem Dog was, he didn't know what it was, but people in Cali said it was OG.
Hold on. Okay, that they may have done that. But the Chem Dog that we know today, the 91 Chem that everyone talks about,
right,
the original Chem Dog, that was bred by Chem Dog. That's why it's called Chem Dog.
Chem Dog.
Yes, his name's Chem Dog.
Okay, so how did he come about it? How did he get it?
He found it in bag. He found it in 2 ounces of bud that he bought from a grape at a Grateful Dead concert.
But he didn't know what the name of it was.
No, but he called it Chem Dog.
Right.
Because of his name.
That's right. He named it after himself.
Named it after himself. Now he popped the 4 or 5 seeds in 91.
That he found in this bag.
No, he found 12 or 18 or something.
Like, well, I'm saying, but he found it in the weed that he bought. Well,
he
in
found,
the ounces.
He found no seeds in the first bag he bought. Because he bought one bag and liked it so much he went back and got the rest one of what he could. Yeah. 2 more ounces. And that's where he found like 12 or 15 seeds or something like that. Because he popped 4 or 5 the first round and he only kept one. And he threw out the males, which, you know, he's young. And then in 2001, he did the same thing. That's where you get Chem D and the D's, the ABCDs. He did it in that sense. And then in 2006 or 11, he did it again. Popped the rest of the seeds. And he got Chem Sis or something.
I wonder why he waited so long between popping the seeds.
I don't know.
That's weird.
Because Chem Dog had already given him what he needed. Might as well wait. I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, again, this is all stuff
online. We don't know what.
I've never talked
this
to
Chem second.
Dog.
Right.
I've heard these stories from other
me
people
too,
who
too
have told them.
So it's second hand, third hand, but you know.
Alright, so on Leafly, it says the Chem Dog descends from a Thai land race strain.
Yeah.
And that could make sense.
And the Chem Dog crossed it with a skunk. Between his Chem Dog and the skunk. Hold on.
No. I've never... Leafly's wrong on that.
Yeah.
That's not... Because I read what he had wrote on Seed Finder. Look up Seed Finder and it'll tell you.
All right.
It'd just be so much shit happening, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
So many strains, new strains popping up all the time.
It's got to be hard to... I mean, seeds, that's hard.
Seeds, clones, clones, seeds. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Man, there's a lot. Believed to be either Kush, hash plant, or Northern Lights that had been hybridized with Thai Alright, so I can't find the one that you're talking yet, but I popped up another of the top searches, and it says that ChemDog A and ChemDog B, the actual genetics of the strain are still unknown, but however, the two speculations for this, one is believed to either be Kush, Hash Plant, or Northern Lights, and has been hybridized with Thai Land Race strain. And the other speculation is that their parents of this strain could be Nepali and Thai strains. This is a sativa dominant strain with THC percentage of around 27.
I'm pretty sure I heard ChemDog tell a story. Himself, and it was not that. I'm pretty positive. I've literally listened to ChemDog on a podcast tell the story about ChemDog 91. And it was bag seed that he had found at a great
concert. I heard that too.
Concert.
I heard that as
and
well.
It had nothing to do with, and they have no idea what it was because no one has any idea who the fuck the guy was.
What if he went and he hung out with the dead later and was like, what the fuck
is that? I heard, again, I just heard this.
Okay.
Like recently in the last 5 years.
I didn't hear it from him, but I heard somebody talking about that interview.
I've heard that story.
Yeah, I heard it too.
From you and
it's probably from me, yeah, because I usually tell it, because I've heard it from him.
But I was listening to a podcast that was talking about it. I'm trying to remember which one it was.
Because in my mind, ChemDog is like the mother of all amazing strains. And is it a Thai land race? That's a very good possibility. It could be, because the Thai land races are known to have very high THC. And that's one thing about ChemDog. It usually has a high THC. High in the 20s.
Mm. Yeah, but
it's not Durban Poison high. But they're definitely up there. Because Durban Poisons can be in the fucking 30s.
I haven't had a Durban Poison that was that strong yet.
I haven't had a Durban Poison that actually tasted good, no.
Ever. Me either.
I'm good.
And
or had any flavor. I mean,
Michelle grows that.
Yeah, it's that not Durban. Bad. But
no, it's not bad, but it
doesn't have much flavor to me.
No, but it's not bad. I mean, you know.
But most yeah, look up seedfinder.eu is the name of it. That's the website. Seedfinder.eu is an amazing website that has a lot, and it even shows you like the family genetics.
What's it called again?
Seedfinder.eu.
Seedfinder.eu.
It's in the European Union.
I was going to ask them.
Yes. It's basically just a seed. Like, I've got tons of pictures up there. Or ChemDog. It should just be ChemDog. I don't know if it... Does it say legendary stone? No, that's not it. It needs to say legendary brand. Legendary genetics.
Legendary
genetics. That's their version of 91 Chem. Okay. So if you go down, you might be able to find the 91 Chem. Go down on the thing. You'll see a graph. Keep going. There. Go up. See how... Is 91... Does it say ChemDog anywhere in there in the lineage?
Yeah, ChemDog 91.
Yeah, go to ChemDog, the one under OG Kush. No, in the bracket. Yeah. No, in the bracket.
There.
Okay. Oops. Yep. Oh, I already found it. You just had to click one down. So, legendary speculation is Nepal and Thai. But that's the story.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't know. And again, we really don't know because...
Oh, that's speculation too. Okay.
Yeah, it's all speculation.
It's all speculation.
It was bought from a bag of seed. There's no way to ever know where it really came from.
And he didn't ask the guy, I guess, what it was. Maybe the guy didn't know.
He probably didn't
know. He probably didn't know either.
Probably just fucking weed he got off.
Back then you just run by some weed. You wouldn't ask the name. You just get the weed.
In 1991, it was 500 a pop.
Oh, I believe it. Easily.
The bag that he bought.
Yeah. It was some really good weed.
It's high quality shit.
Yeah.
The best weed that I've ever smoked, the two best ones I've ever smoked, they were like between $500 and $700 an ounce. Mm. That's fragrant.
Isn't it?
Very much so.
This is, you'll never smoke this again. This will be a one-time only thing. I don't have the clone. Well, Lou actually has the clone. So if he actually gets it to do something, you might get to smoke it
again. Oh, well, that's what you said.
But you know he's not going to keep it because it has that sweet grass taste. To start. The Jack. And Haze flavor?
Why wouldn't you keep it?
He fucking hates sweet grass.
Yeah, but it's not for him.
It doesn't matter. His people don't like it either. Most of his people complain about it.
Really?
Yeah, that's why he doesn't have anything that tastes like fucking Haze. There's no need for it.
You've got to right. force people's hands. They don't know what they like no, until you tell them they like
we've
it.
We've tried. Trust me. He's tried. He's had shit that tasted like it, and people went, no, I don't want that. And I have, too. But, like, the stuff that's coming out, the DNA stuff, there might be one keeper out of that batch. We'll see. It's got to be good, though. I'm looking for a glue and a fucking tangy, and I might have found something different, and I might order some more. I'll try for the sour diesel. They have a sour diesel sorbet. And then they have the gelato with the sorbet, which is gelato, something cross. And then they got a do-si-do cross
sorbet. I just turned a gelato for a guy.
Do-si-do we liked when we did the review. A
couple of days ago. Favorites. Yeah. He got gelato, and he called me to trim a couple of plants for him.
It's just a kush. It's just a different version of OG kush, isn't it?
He told me to come back and get a couple of buds after it dries.
They're smooth and lemony or vanilla-y, isn't it? It's supposed to be like a cakey flavor.
He kind of reminds me of a cookie a little bit.
You know, orange, like those orange Hostess cakes.
Okay.
That's kind of what I think of when it, like something vanilla-y, but something like creamy.
Well, that's what I'm trying to find with the blood orange sorbet, because it's a sorbet, which is sunset sherbet. It's their version of sunset sherbet or some shit.
Interesting.
We about to go see Ha Ha Davis tonight.
Who are you going to see?
Ha Ha Davis.
And that is?
And he's a comedian from Instagram.
Oh.
My girl really enjoys
Ha Ha Davis.
Yeah, he does like, he does sketches on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Where like one time he was sitting with Snoop Dogg and he's like, oh my God, it's all the shit in his head. You hear his thoughts.
I think I've seen him.
Yeah, where he's basically like, I can't smoke another one of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah, that's where we're going to see.
Okay. Yeah, he's funny. At least on that shit he is.
Yeah.
Did you see ASAP Rock sit down with Snoop Dogg? And he's like, all right, first of all, I got to say, he's got like 20, 30 joints rolled up.
Ready to go.
Ready to go. Before we even start this.
Ready to go, dog.
I believe it. See, I think it's the musk. I fucking do not like the taste of musk.
Oh, that. I like the.
That's what gives it that crappy taste to me. The inhale's fine. It's very piney.
I think that would make it worse.
That tastes excellent. That tastes absolutely excellent.
I fucking hate it.
How could you hate that taste?
It's piney, but it's not piney enough.
Oh, my God. The terpenes are just leaping off that
motherfucker. I know. There's a ton of terpenes, but it's got that musky terpene.
Oh, man. I love that taste.
I fucking hate musky.
I love that taste.
It tastes like Christmas to me.
I love that taste.
It tastes like mold.
No.
Musty.
Not to me.
Well, again.
My taste buds are different.
Good. Mine are crap, I guess. I don't know. But I can taste the pine.
It tastes excellent.
Yeah, it does.
It's not no bad aftertaste. It's smooth going down.
I'm trying.
We'll see how high I get, but yeah.
You ain't going to get high off it. I cut it down way early.
Oh, okay.
It's all going to be flavor.
But that's cool. It tastes great. That means it's going to taste even better and have more cough later on.
Well,
yeah.
There's going to be no more of it.
Oh.
I told you, it's the only joint you're going to get to smoke a bit. I got a whole nother plant. I got a whole nother plant.
You know, that's that's a bitch, ain't it?
Yeah.
Ain't that a bitch?
That's what cannabis used to be.
Here, try this. It's like, ooh, I like it. You'll never smoke it again.
You were talking about your OG acid. Whenever the last time you ran acid was, I can remember just being pumped the whole time. I was like,
because it smelled like cheese and skunk.
Yeah, and it got there and it
never tasted
great.
Good.
It was so good.
I did not like the taste at all. It's too much musk. Musk tastes gross to me, I guess. I don't know how to explain it.
Everybody got different taste buds.
Yep. And it's frustrating because there's times I try to like, dwell on it.
It's like Tom. It's like Tom's the same way.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how, like, sometimes people say things and it makes me not believe them. You get what I'm saying?
Because
like, you're smoking the same.
Because you don't get it. Weed. Right. But you're not getting what you're getting.
You're telling me there's a cherry in here? Not in this one, but I'm
Yeah.
There's a cherry? There's no flavor.
And you're not getting any flavor.
I'm not getting anything. I'm getting like straight smoke that doesn't have... Because the Deadhead and the 18, when they're right, they have a smoke that's thick.
Yes, very thick.
It's thick.
It coats your mouth and your throat.
And it sits in there because there's so much terpene that it's like...
It does.
Blending everything... When it doesn't have a lot of terpene, I can't taste it.
You know what they'll do, too? The smoke is so thick, it'll give you a little phlegm. You get a little phlegm. I noticed that.
You know what I think of every time I smoke Deadhead? I think of Biggie on that album. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's good shit. every time I start coughing, I start thinking of Biggie.
Okay, so... The other day, Chet smoked with me, just the other day, like 2 days ago, and I didn't smoke. And I go out to smoke. This is 7 o'clock at night. Mind you, like, when I say I hadn't smoked all day, yeah, maybe I hit, like, a roach at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
To get the buzz this day going.
Yeah. But
you did your normal day, get your day going, smoke, but or
well, not my normal.
No, but a little tap to get it going.
Yeah, I was running behind.
So you didn't feel
they
like
call it an eye opener.
Yeah, so he didn't look like a coke fiend.
So I go all day without smoking, smoke this bowl, and back, and I'm so stoned, and I'm singing, and I'm having a great time.
Oh, you're in a good place.
And I look to my buddy who smokes too, and I go, dude, I'm so fucking stoned. And he goes, yeah, I know. But I was like, that's the difference of, I think it was Deadhead or 18.
It was probably Blueberry.
Blueberry?
Yeah. It might have been. That Blueberry lately that's coming out is purple. I don't know why it's purpling up so much.
Yeah.
And it's really hashier. It's a little, way more, it's the flavor's changed a little bit.
Yeah, but the best of all three of those, I think the Deadhead is the better. You know, you understand what I'm saying? The Deadhead, it's just, I can smoke a half a joint of the Deadhead, put it down, and not think about smoking for two hours.
Well, I don't do that, but I do get what you mean. Smoking two joints, and I'm like, I smoke two joints in the morning because I smoke a joint before I leave with her, and then when I get to work, I usually
smoke something else, yeah.
And then I meditate. And depending on if it's Deadhead 18, Blueberry, or Shitty Deadhead, or you know,
whatever,
yeah, whatever it may be, that second joint either knocks me on my dick and makes me doesn't want to work, or I'm like, fuck, I gotta find another joint, you know what I'm saying, like. Yeah, it's either...
Yeah.
But it's tricky, because it's not an easy plant to grow.
It's not?
No. Have you seen Lou's? Have you seen the dudes?
They all have what?
They all have Deadhead.
I just trimmed it last week for Lou.
Yeah. They're probably, actually, his shit's been looking better. The camera, the video he shows,
it
looked a lot better.
A lot better. It looks a lot better, and it tastes a lot better, too. Yeah, both of those.
Did you see that? Little
he's finally dialed it in, I think.
Yeah.
Those cage things he's got?
No, I'm going to get one, I think.
They're kind of cool.
Yeah, I know. I'm the one that told him about them, the Atlas Plant Trainers.
Yeah.
Because some guy, listen, they talk about them on the fucking... It's called an Atlas Plant Trainer. You don't have the screen? It's kind of the same concept, except for it's the outside of the plant. So the way it works, instead of being a tomato screen, you know how tomato cages... It's an adjustable tomato cage.
Oh. Okay.
So you can add layers to it.
As you go
out. And the layers can then be adjusted out.
Oh.
So they work their way out. So you can make it thin, wider.
Well, that's interesting.
I think of it as like a Tetris.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A formable Tetris block.
Yeah, that you can move around and put your plant in.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So it's, they're expensive. That's the only reason I haven't fucked with them yet. Because I just, it's, I want to get one.
And work with it.
Yeah, because it's, the thing that interests me, it's a wheelable fucking little platform, right? The platform with wheels. That's all I want. I want to fucking, I got to figure out something. I don't have to figure out something, but I want to figure out something to take the dirt aspect out of the whole situation. I'm tired of buying dirt. I really, everything I've read shows me that I don't have to buy dirt. I just have to prove it to myself in theory before I actually will commit to it.
So what are you doing with water?
No. Recycle my dirt. Just keep reusing the dirt.
Oh, okay.
Over and over again. But then I got to set up a system to do it. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole thing to it. It's not just, hey, pot comes out, take the root ball out, put new dirt in, or shake it out, because I don't want to take anything out. I want it to actually be no-till.
That's interesting.
More than anything else, I'm really looking to do no-till.
Yeah.
So. All right, well, that's good enough. We'll, you guys got it. I want you to show him how you take it down so he can see. And then. Yep.